And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here. Next to the very busy, busy San Diego landings this morning. There's a lot of fish on the deck out there, for sure. In Point Loma, we have a great guy. Speaking of fishing, Captain Benny Florentino, one of the fishiest guys I know from Coastal Charters, is here. And we're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking Shimano gear and a whole bunch more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America. Those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value. And you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you said it best, man. There are not a lot of people that got this game better than the dude sitting next to us.
Yeah.
When you talk about fishy guys, man. Benny's it. Top of the list.
There's no question about it. Captain Benny Florentino, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm having issues with my headset.
That's
here.
All right, man.
But thanks for having me this morning. Yeah.
Thanks for
Fisherman's
being.
Landing is pumping right now.
Ooh, man, you see all that going on? The Shogun came in and see the American Angler over Point Loma and a whole bunch going on.
The world headquarters, you can kind of see everything going on. And I stepped up and I'm like, well, the boys are getting their butt kicked today. I'm glad I'm going to be here for the next couple hours talking fishing with some buds instead of down there in the trenches.
No kidding. Yeah.
I thought my office looks great, but when you guys work every Saturday and Sunday and have to look out there and rubberneck around the corner and see what's going down, man, it's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, there's some good stuff out there going on. And you have a pretty good office, though, Benny.
My office isn't bad.
I'll take yours.
Yeah. on that Camus from West Coast.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, Nick and the boys rigged that thing incredibly. I've yet to do a walkthrough on it because I've just been busy, you know. From February, you know, I received the boat in late December going into January. And then just really took off in February when I did the half-off special at show special. And then I've just been steady, you know, steady Eddie, and the fishing, it helps when the fishing's good too, you know. And you know, of course I haven't been posting a lot just because it's been busy.
Yeah.
So I've even been down here and I went and chased that yellow a few days. You know, how convenient is it, you know, what, 15 miles off the beach and you're at Coronado's chasing yellows. And if the yellows don't bite, the bass fishing's been really good.
That's cool.
You know, so there's a lot of opportunity. In fact, one day we actually ran all the way down to K-38, you know, from the rock pile to 38. It's only 8 miles.
Yeah.
So we did that because we were there. We have all our paperwork, you know, why not? We had a pretty good bite in the kelp down there. And then We knew as the tide turned and spent an afternoon bite for those yellows, we ran back up, fished North Island, and got a few and ran home. Yeah, it was cool.
I've always thought that, too, not knowing nearly enough about it and not knowing enough about northern coastal kelp and things like that. But I always think, you know, a 60-mile run to Clemente is just no, you know, not even talked about for so many guys. But, man, if you went south, 60 miles of northern Baja coastline can put you into some of the most just not touched, not fished, not messed with. Like, there's a lot of good zone that direction, too.
Yeah,
not to say that it's going to kick out what Clemente does.
Right.
But, you can sure find some nuggets that you really have to yourself.
You really can. And, you know, at last Wednesday, I ended up going to Clemente, but we really thought about running to South Sepuedes, fishing South Sepuedes. I love that area. It's just, like you said, untouched. Only a handful of bass guys do it. And then come up and fish the Coronados or even La Jolla in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think a lot of anglers get kind of jaded and don't really, you know, Dwayne hit a lot of it yesterday. And that was a great show with Dwayne. That they don't look at conditions and kind of, you know, do their homework about when fish generally bite. It's been an afternoon bite for a month at the islands and even at the Rock Pile and even at La Jolla. So, I mean, if a guy from up north knows that, just doing my homework, guys down here that live down here that have great opportunity, why not run south and fish, you know, some kelp that you never have? You have all the information.
Yeah,
you already
totally have
your license, your passport and all that. It's a short ride, literally 8 miles to go to K-38. And if you don't know where K-38, it's basically where the big Jesus stands up on the
Yeah, exactly.
So you know you're in God's land.
Yeah, totally.
But that water down there, too, is very susceptible to upwelling. One of the days we ran down there, it was 58, and at the island was 67.
Wow.
So, you know how that beach water rolls over down there. So you really have to pay attention. The nice thing is if it's cold water, you can run back to the island and try to fish bass or yellows there. So
I just love that. You're fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Why not optimize your time, you know? So I'm kind of digging the area down here. I think I'm going to do some more. I think maybe next week on my free time, I might come back down and try to wrangle some bass and catch a few yellows.
That's awesome. So you talked about how busy the promotion was, what have you been doing most of that time? Has it been, you know, coastal fishing up above where you at? Have you been island fishing? What's been most common haunts for Benny? And more importantly, how's the fish been biting?
Last Friday was the first time I fished the coast in a couple of months.
Okay.
Water rolled over for us on the beach, but I did a special trip for one of my regulars, and it was a real short trip. It was a 3-hour for one of his clients. And thank God we got him. We got 20 bass in 3 hours.
Hey,
yeah,
all right.
Up to 6 pounds. So that was good stuff. It was kind of I had to figure out what's going on. But mainly Catalina's been the place, you know.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to catch my third 10 in April, late April, with Nick Kelly and my good
That's
buddy
amazing.
Mike Soule. Yeah, on an A-rig.
That was,
you know,
so
your
cool.
Third 10.
My third 10.
The Holy Grail three times.
The Holy Grail, yeah. So, and the guys at Western Outdoor News was kind enough to post it in their papers. So, but we've caught nines, a lot of sevens. I mean, there's a day where you're going to get a 6 or 7 almost every trip.
Wow, no
every
kidding.
Trip.
Jeez.
Yeah.
At Catalina.
At Catalina.
That's awesome.
And then, and I've been shying away from Clemente because Catalina's been so good. You're catching anywhere between 50 to 100 bass.
Wow.
A-rig, weedless,
really?
5-inch swim bait, you know, that MC golden brown bait with orange belly and an Afrin's 1-ounce red pepper head. It's just been a great combo for people that, you know, fishing in the wash a little bit for numbers.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be in one zone and you're catching 20 bass, like back to back to back, and then you move on.
God, how cool is that?
It's
man.
Been,
that sounds great.
It's been that good. So, and I get really bummed when because it's always a slow start. You know, you catch like maybe a dozen for the first 2 or 3 hours, and but once it starts happening,
it clicks.
Oh man, and speaking of clicker, I do use a clicker, and you just start clicking away.
That's
They're
great.
Biting. So my anglers have been real fortunate, and again, we've also add like 2 legal halibut, you know, a handful of yellows, And they're not big. They're like that 10 to 12, but still it's a yellow. Still a yellow.
Yeah.
On bass gear.
On bass gear, yeah. So, and, you know, we're fishing some heavy gear just because you never know when you're going to catch that fish of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, 65 max with, 40 and 50 pound, APCO Psycho Pro. So heavy gear, you know, on those A rigs and the weedless, just because you never know when you're going to catch that 6 or 7 in the wash.
Yeah.
When it's, when the potential of big fish is as good as it clearly is right now, like how, is there a way of targeting a big one? You know, I mean, is it the whole big bait, big fish thing, or is it just fishing and cycling through numbers and eventually the big bite comes? I mean, you see it, you see it both ways all the time, have participated in yeah. all the things. Like, yeah.
I mean, here's a good example. I went to an area where we just go, we can catch,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we caught the 10.
Right.
We catch like 1 to 2 or 3 pounders, you know, just steady A-rig fishing, small weedless, 5-inch weedless. And we were catching, all of a sudden, doink. You know, I thought it had a right small yellow, so I literally horsed that thing up till it came out. I was like, oh, S. Look at that.
Yeah.
In fact, Mike and Nick was like, oh, my God, I've never seen anything that big. So,
do you keep a net on the boat or you just flip
yeah,
it?
I have yeah. the APCO's Titan net, yeah.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, at Cat, you know, when you're fun fishing, you just leave it stashed. So I think I posted a video, and Nick's like, should I grab the net? I go, no, I'll just reach down and grab I grabbed the A-rig literally, threw it in the boat, and the fish came off in the boat.
Oh.
And then we looked at it, and I go, whoa.
That's a real big one.
That is a good one. Needless to say, it was my off day. I wasn't working, so we were indulging a little bit of libation, you know, because it was my day off, and I was fishing with friends.
Good.
So, but, you know, a lot of them are mixed, you know, where it is a certain time of day where the good ones bite. You're getting like 3 to 5s and a 6 or 7 or a 9. You know, the biggest my clients got has been 9.5.
Wow.
He got on a glide.
Look at the way he's saying, oh, I have 6 and a 7. It's like,
Penny,
it's like, that's like a fish of a lifetime for anybody, a 6 or 7.
True that, yeah. And you're catching consistently 1 to 4 pounders.
Wow, no
one
kidding,
to four.
Man. That's
yeah.
just so
it's
cool.
It's been so good. And, again, I know, you know, in some of the reports you hear, it's like, yeah, well, the yellows aren't biting, the sea bass this and that. But you know what? That's why I stay in my lane and do
yeah,
the bass thing.
I hear
you. You know, nothing better than, you know, fishing those types of baits, but the surface iron bite in the afternoon. That 240 giga, the two fish jig in Senior Benny has been roping.
Wait a minute. Senior Benny?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it.
So good.
Yeah, they have them at Fisherman's Landing and some other stores, but, Bodan, you know, I was fortunate enough to kind of, he was bending my ear as much as I was bending his a couple years ago, and he finally came out with the jig at PCS last show.
Yeah.
And it's called Senior Benny.
Senior Benny.
It's
yeah.
after
sexy.
You.
It's just
yeah.
easy.
And what's it look like?
It's got some red and orange and gold with a black tail. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, with a black tail.
And it's a giga?
It's a giga 240, yeah.
Wow.
And you know, that the one thing about that 240, because we've caught small yellows on it, you know, you can swim it slow and you can swim it fast. It's a real versatile jig I found, you know, because I also have some of the yellowtail colors that we threw down at Coronado's, and I could see why guys are fishing that for the yellows on the boats.
They stay in the water so good.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
you said, you know, you kind of can't screw it up
because right.
you can't wind it too fast or you can't wind it too slow. The yeah. lure just is fine.
It's incredible
yeah.
when you really want big bite. So, and that's, you know, last Wednesday I fished with my good buddy Eric Neiman. We fished Clemente and I threw that freaking thing all day. I need to send a picture to Bodan, but that jig I have is just chewed up.
I love
just
it.
Just chewed
wow.
up.
Wow.
Yeah. And we, you know, and that bite that we caught like 100, we couldn't leave till we got 100. So we got 101 and left the island about 3:30, you know, so.
Wow.
It was just incredible. Up to 6 pounds. Again, up to yeah. 6. You know?
Oh, just up to 6. Yeah.
A lot
so
of 3 to 4s.
How does one go fishing with Benny Florentino? Do you have any availability?
I have some availability. A lot of it's during the week, especially now. So that's the best way to do it. And they can get me on, Instagram at, coastal_charters or me directly, 310-779-0397. And I don't have a website, but I don't have a schedule on it because I like to talk to the anglers personally and get a feel for exactly what they want. You know, everybody wants to get a 10. They want to get a trophy. I go, if you can go fishing, just go fishing and things happen. You know, I'll try to put you in an area where we will can possibly get one, but there's never no guarantees because, you know, the last 10 pounder I caught was 2014 and the last one I caught was April 2026. And then there's some guys that are pretty.
A few days in between those two fishing Calico Bass.
Wait a minute, 2014 and 2026.
Yeah, 12 years apart.
Wow.
And then before that, my first real one was in 2008. So, yeah.
Wow.
But I've been fortunate. I try to put myself in a position, you know, to do that. And that's what I try to achieve with a lot of my anglers. If I have kids, the goal is to catch.
Yeah.
Catch,
busy.
Keep them busy. Little ones, big ones, it don't matter. Just catching. So, but I like to talk and see, you know, everybody go, they think Clemente is the holy grail, but there's been more big fish caught at Catalina over the years than anywhere else. And I just, you know, I just say, hey, it's a shorter ride.
Yeah.
If it's an hour butt kicking, it's better than a 2.5 hour butt kicking or 3 hour butt kicking.
Yeah. And you usually launch when you're going to Catalina where?
Usually Newport.
In Newport.
Yeah, right now, Newport. So
pretty straight run there.
It's a straight run, and it's a pretty good downhill from there. Yeah. So it depends.
Are you fishing front side, backside?
Backside. Yeah, a lot of backside. In the afternoon, we'll finish up in the front because they're biting that AFCO swimmer and the surface iron.
Are they?
Really good.
That's cool. That's
real fun. Nice downhill on it.
It's
warmer. It's flat. You know, you can fish in shorts, sandals, and a tech shirt.
Nice way to finish the day off.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. It's great before the beating, but you know, and that came as 26. I tell you, you know, even though we get wet because it's a center console, right? I mean, Ricky's got a 25. Guys that have, you know, like Dwayne's 30 something Everglades. It's a center console. You're going to get wet, but the comfort is everything.
And the fishability that came as provides.
Oh, it's huge.
Not matched.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
And you have AFCO gear on,
you know,
on the boat that you just put it on and you won't be wet.
I even have it for my guests. You know,
I have the
pants and jacket that are completely waterproof for my every size up to triple X.
Is that right?
Yeah, just because it's, you know, one of those things I offer as service. I just ask them, hey, make sure you have good foul weather. If you don't, let me know. I have it.
Yeah.
Along with the great Shimano rods, reels, and
all
the lures. You can literally come on the boat with a sandwich, and if you want, you know, bring a few beers, that's fine. But literally come on with a sandwich and a positive mind. And I have water, Coke, Diet Coke, Gatorade I offer to my guests. So it's full service. Even if they want to catch a few, keep a few bass, or they get a yellow, or they get a halibut, they get a bluefin tuna, I'll process it for them, and nice. You know,
the
everything.
Best, man.
Full service.
The best.
And not only that, Benny is the ultimate pro staff guy. I mean, he is the pinnacle of the pro staff guy. I know Shimano utilizes you to test rods, tell them, give input, and you give honest input. And that's why a lot of the Southern California tackle that we use, especially for calico bass, is so good. It's because of Benny's input of what he says. Here's what is good. Here's what is not.
You're also not a yes man. You know, like that.
No,
that's something that I see.
Yeah, you've been doing this long enough.
You know, we see people all the time. Like, here's a tester of it, and like people just fawn over things because they think that's what the person they give them wants. Like, that's almost the worst thing a guy wants to hear. Like,
I always think if it's something that I'm gonna fish, you know, on a regular basis, you know, as even a consumer, I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm going to purchase it, that's what I feel good about fishing, you know. So I think I usually give honest, constructive criticism, but I also have solutions to, you know, those criticisms just because on my opinion. And, you know, over the years, we've had a really good working relationship between the guys in Japan for reels and then, of course, the guys down in South Carolina. They've really entrusted my criticism, so I really, really appreciate it, and I really do put the work into it. So, you know, I just would, you know, if my clients are gonna test or fish my product or fish Shimano's product, and then think, wow, this isn't great, I go, honestly, what do you think? And they'll tell me, because if they don't tell me, and they don't purchase it, and they buy another, you know, right. brand, then I'm not doing my job. But if they come back with a whole set, hey, I bought, you know, three new Tranks 300Bs and HGs, then, you know, I've done my job.
So what is your ultimate calico bass setup?
Ooh, there's a loaded question. Yeah. I like it.
Well, something new that's come out. But probably a Trinidad 20 A or a Tranks 5, Tranks 500 with 80-pound max, 50, 60-pound fluorocarbon leader and surface iron rod. 9-foot, kind of heavy,
okay.
you know, is my ultimate. And I'll throw that.
You'd rather catch them that way than any other way.
That or a 7.6 weedless rod, like a 7.6 Terramar and a Tranks 300 HG, you know, B.
The HG.
Yeah. Those two with 65-pound and 40- and 50-pound leader.
Do you like the paddle handle?
Well, what happens is a lot of times when you're throwing that big weedless 7-inch or even 9-inch, that fish will come up, suck it in, and come right at you. So you need that extra gear ratio to catch up with it, per se.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always explain to anglers that, hey, don't swing on them because a lot of times they'll suck it in, may not have the hook yet. Wind tight. It's like barracuda fishing or yellow fishing with a jig. You get bit, you keep whining till it comes tight. When you turn his head, you feel pressure. Then zing him if you want, you know. But most time they're already hooked. But those two outfits all day, and that's what I fished on Wednesday because I was fun fishing is all day.
All day.
Yep.
Wow. I love it, man.
Well, as you can hear, we have
fired up.
Great. Ready to go calico fishing. Is it as good as it gets right now?
Right now, it is as good as it gets.
So go.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get signed up, man, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want your chance to talk to Captain Ben, the best way to do it is just give us a call. We are standing by at the fam this morning to take your phone calls. And if you want to get through on those phones, it's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach on the fan this morning, or you can send us a text. Texting the show, such a popular way to get in on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And if you want to text a question in to Captain Benny, the only way to do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a completely free download if you don't have it already. It's the only way to text in your questions, and it's a great way to listen to the show on the go. It's a great way to listen at home, and you can catch all of the show archives. If you missed last week's or yesterday's show with Captain Dwayne, all that will be available for you. Can listen on your drive home from work. It's a great way to go about taking in Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way you can text in your question today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need, because if you win today's prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And how the prize works, we draw one potential winner from the caller side, one potential winner from the texter side, then Benny's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to be who wins today's prize. And what a prize we are giving in away today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full assortment of Shimano jigs and a Shimano t-shirt, a really,
nice
really
little
cool
Shimano
prize
package
pack.
We're going to put together for you.
Yeah, cool. Somebody is going to be stoked at the end of today's show.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great info to go over today. Inshore fishing, offshore fishing, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaboardlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing to go over with Captain Benny. Man, this got me so pumped up to go.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. Gotta go catch some calicos. Well, those are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Giving away a beautiful Shimano package of jigs. Love those... Love those sardine waver. Have
yes.
You fish those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I haven't fished those yet.
Yeah, that's not really your style. Fish. Yeah. But there's lots of good stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. The current snipers, you can't go wrong with those for sure.
Do you fish much in the way of the hard bait stuff does, you know, current sniper, stick bait, jerk bait, or is that just reserved for when you're down catching cabrias and...
I would like to fish them more, but there's just so much grass, you know, a lot of times areas that where there's grass. And then, of course, the areas there's no grass, it's perfectly set up for throwing the surface
iron.
Yeah,
that's true. Sure.
You know, it's hard.
Take your weapon out of your hand.
It's hard to not put that down. And, you know, guys at my age won't even think about throwing it, but I just love it, man. I just love the bite. I love the... Yeah. I mean, we had fish coming out of the water the other day trying to eat it. You know, fives and sixes trying to eat it.
Cool.
It's the best.
That sounds cool, yeah. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Bruce from Lemon Grove is going to get us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Bruce, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Great show, as always, with Benny.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, morning. Hey, my question is, there's, you know, all kinds of different lead heads out there. Which ones do you prefer for, you know, what sizes? And, you know, we end up fishing a lot of inside So we're using actually 3.5 inches, so 1/4 inch or 1/4 ounce to 3/8. What do you think?
Well, you know, for that size, I mean, I'm a Warbaits guy. You know, I've been fishing Afrin's product for years from the very beginning. So I you know, with the weed guard and the shape of the head, especially if you're fishing that smaller bait, you know, especially in the like, I fished the CCA tournament a week ago, was it? Yeah. And I was fishing a 1/2 ounce swim jig with a 5-inch, a 5-inch and a 4-inch trailer. So, quarter ounce is perfect. Especially on that inshore stuff, you know, especially if you're kind of kadoinking the bottom too, you know, they don't get hung up as much. It's still a lead head, but, I like it throwing it through the grass for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hope right. that helps you out and catch more calico. Yeah.
We had a great text come through. It says, "Hey, Benny, much respect for you and the operation. That's my most favorite. Back in the day, we used to get yellows on the horseshoe and would traditionally catch them fishing blue and white irons. What is your go-to surface iron nowadays, and do you think we'll ever see that yellow get back up on those flats again?" That's from Craig in Costa Mesa.
Man, I sure miss those yellows on the horseshoe. I mean, take away 2015-16 when we had the year of the yellow, the wahoo, the everything close by. But traditionally, you start seeing that yellow settle into the horseshoe in August and early September, and usually right after Labor Day it kind of moves out. But, boy, I sure do. And blue and white, I think, is a color that just everybody should have in their box. I know at Catalina, when the fish are on the jig, blue and white is a perfect color jig. It just, I think it's been overshadowed by mint white, anything like that. So I wouldn't put away a blue and white jig. You ask a lot of the old-time guys that throw the surface iron, you know, scrambled egg, and blue and white is pretty much a standard in everybody's box.
Very good. Hey, that's great text. And hey, on the line right now from the Eastern Sierra, we have our good buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. How's our life in the Eastern Sierra right now?
Life in the Eastern Sierra is great. It's a little chilly this morning. We got a little cold front coming through, and it's been super nice. So we got spoiled with some nice weather over opening of fishing the last week or so. It's going to be cold for the next couple of days, and then, you know, the temperatures will pop back up for Memorial weekend. So it's just been beautiful. Beautiful blue, crisp sky, and awesome nights with the beautiful stars. Come up and check it out.
Oh, man. God, that sounds good.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're in one of Ryan's campers, the Adventure and Camping, and it gets cold outside, it doesn't matter because they all are equipped with heaters or air conditioners or whatever you want.
Yeah,
right?
You got the thermostat set at whatever you want. It's not cold inside.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll bring a trailer out to you, set it up, show you how it works. We'll do anything from Bishop all the way up to the June Lake Loop. And, you know, we'll set you up, get you going. And, yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about you know, being cold at night because you'll have your heater inside.
Yeah. So tell us about the operation that that you have that people may not be familiar with, Adventure and Camping. But, of course, if they listen to our show, they know how amazing it is. But for those that might be new listeners, what is Adventure and Camping?
So we want camping to be fun and easy for you, your family, or your friends who are coming up to camp. Maybe you don't own a camper or you don't want to haul it up from Southern California all the way up to the Sierras. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring a camping trailer of your choice. We have about 12 different floor plans to choose from, all the way from, you know, a small trailer that will fit just a couple people up to a larger trailer that will fit, you know, 7 or 8 people. And you tell us where you want it. We, like I said, we service the campgrounds all the way south down into Bishop, and then north along 395 up to June Lake, including Crowley, Rock Creek, Convict Lake. And let us know where you want it, and we will come out and set it up for you, show you how everything works. You come, enjoy your camping vacation, whether you're up here fishing, you're going to be mountain biking up on Mammoth Mountain. You know, we have folks coming up for weddings during the summer. You know, whatever you're coming up here to do to enjoy the Sierras. And then when you're done with your stay, just leave the trailer. We'll take care of the rest. We break it down. We clean it. We dump it. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You just enjoy your drive home.
Wow, and
that sounds good.
That includes everything from firewood for the fire pit to chairs to sit around the fire pit. Everything is available from Adventure and Camping, right?
Yeah, we do a basic setup all the way up to the ultimate setup, which will include everything: your chairs, table. You know, we have firewood, we have griddles, barbecues, set it up for you. And, like I said, the hardest part about camping is the setup and the takedown.
Yes.
We'll take care of that for you.
Or driving the unit, several hours up there.
Yeah.
Man, that is just like, to me, is just a nightmare.
How about getting north of Adelanto and not being able to pass anybody because you're towing a trailer up there? And now you just get to be in your, you know, in your passenger car and you just cruise down the road. When you're done with your trip, you throw the keys on the table and you hop in your car and drive home. You're not worried about where you're going to get fuel with your rig up and down the road. It's just, He said it best. It's camping made easy. It's beyond that.
Fuel, like what about fuel? It's a lot cheaper to drive your car up there or your truck than it is to pull a camper up there.
Save one of your nights of stay. You're going to cover just not having to drag the thing up the hill.
Easy.
Exactly.
Yeah, easy. Well, that's cool. Now, big question. Next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, they call it. Any availability for Memorial Day weekend?
You know, we're almost sold out. We do have a couple left. If you are thinking about coming up, don't wait. Shannon's in the office today. We're kind of in and out today we had a big group in house this last weekend, so we'll be taking care of that. But she is available. She answers emails. She checks on the website. You go to our website, adventureandcamping.com. On there, very interactive website. You can pick your floor plan, pick your campground to give you out the door pricing. You can send Shannon a message through that way, or contact us via the email that's on there, and she'll respond back to you as far as what we have open. We do have some stuff open, sporadic openings for the next few weeks, but we are filling up. So if you're thinking about coming up here for the summer, give us a call.
I said it last time we got a chance to talk to you, but I got to say it again. I can't sing the praises of your wife enough. She's just so. She's so good. You guys have been doing this for so long. Like, she knows all the questions to ask of somebody who's doing it for the first time. And, you know, now we've been a customer of Adventures and Camping for a lot of years now. And still, she just knows all the little enough. Oh, your boys are getting older. I think I would do this way. And, you know, hey, have you thought about bringing this? Why don't we do that? Like, she's so good at recognizing what you're after. Hey, I've never been to the Sierras before. This is something we want to try for the first time. She will walk you through what it takes to make your trip perfect. Like, the reason that our trips have been so good is because of Ryan and Shannon.
Yeah. No, they're the best.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, once again, she is amazing.
Yeah. Well, once again, if somebody wants to come up there, even next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I can't believe you have availability, a couple of spots left. But if you want to get up there this summer, now is the time to book Adventure and Camping. How do we find you, Ryan?
Best way, go online, adventureandcamping.com, and go from there.
All right.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today, and makes me want to come up there and catch some trout. Adventure and Camping in the Eastern Sierra, you can't beat it. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate that, buddy. All right. Well, the phones are packed up, the texts as well. If you want to get through, again, it's 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Ben, but also your shot at winning that unbelievable package full of Shimano great jigs. And we had a great text come through from Carla. It says, hello, really looking forward to trying some of this calico bass fishing. I was wondering if the boats are female friendly, and also what experience level you think we should have for a great day on the water with Captain Ben.
You can be 2 to 92, experienced, non-experienced, and you female friendly, yes. I do have a potty in the boat, so if that's what you're referring to, yes. unlike my hardcore gals that don't like being trapped in the penalty box, but yes, very, very friendly. And I will do my best to get you bit. One thing I always tell all my guests is that there's no guarantees other than we can get you there safely, back safely, and we'll have a good time. And like I was saying earlier, you can literally come on the boat with just a sandwich, and I'll take care of the rest for you, other than something else you want to drink, even sunscreen.
There you
go.
That's
so cool, man.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through, 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by at the fan, the home, of course, of those red-hot San Diego Padres. Jeff will talk a little Padre baseball with you, too, I'll bet, when you call.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Ed in University City's up next on Let's Talk. What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. Hey, my question is... with the warm water supposed to be showing up and that, do you think the albacore might, make that big wide swing and get a little closer into being caught?
Well, one's already been caught, so, we're done. I'd love to see that happen for all you guys where you can keep the landings, continue to keep them busy and buy tackle for them and buy different gear. Sell more spinning reels and lighter outfits. Nothing better than an albacore stop because they keep you busy. And, those of you who are fortunate enough to catch them back in the day, which I was lucky enough, Boy, one stop shop.
Or old
is,
enough.
Yeah, or old enough. I was born in 58, so I've seen a few of them. You know, I hope they come in for fishing for sure. Just because they're such a fun fish to catch. And with the processing we have nowadays, which we didn't have back in the day, oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
Oh my goodness.
How good that stuff was.
Because I remember cutting, like, we would keep them all, throw them in a bag, and then have a cutting party. You guys remember those cutting parties?
Sure. Yeah. Saw horses and a sheet of plywood in the front yard with dad.
And
like,
just start cutting away.
And
yeah.
Everything smells.
Got to do it early. It's going to get hot out. Like,
But
no, fisherman's processing is the answer. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that product would be incredible.
You bring up a great point. I didn't even think about that. Like, we didn't even really have our modern RSW like that. Right. You know, I mean, it was all, you know, spray brine and gunny sack and all that kind of, like, how good is that fish going to be
when
it does make it? And it will. It'll happen at some 100%. Point. It'll cycle back around. But, yeah, fresh RSW, Raymond at Fisherman's Processing, dialing that thing in. Like, how good is that going to be?
I mean, bleeding and you know, poking them. I mean, the simple thing, right?
Totally.
I just remember have a full deck of yellowfin and albacore on the boat and getting them in the sack with your numbers.
totally. Exactly.
That's going to be fun.
Those were the days.
Hey, here's a good question, and I'm going to read it hesitantly, but no name, no phone number, so no Shimano product for you. So when you send a text, make sure you put your name and your phone number so we can send you the winning prize if you are the lucky winner.
That's right.
But it's a good question. I have a question for Captain Benny. Can you fish like a Captain Benny on a sport boat, or is the technique more appropriate for a private boat?
There, you can apply to it. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of anglers get caught up in fishing the stern and crowding the stern, where sometimes, you know, that the chum swims. Sometimes it swims, you know, and I believe half day and three quarter day boats are probably a great example where you can utilize some of that weedless and A-rig fishing up the side of the boat or even off the bow. If you look at some of your best surface iron guys, they're usually fishing off the bow. One, it's safer, but two, you're fishing that leading edge of the kelp line. Same with fishing a weedless or a swim bait. It doesn't always have to be back in the stern. You know, so be kind of technical on where you want to put the bait. But, yeah, it can apply to a sport boat. You just have to not get caught up in the stern thing with the bait guys, you know. Just fish around the boat.
And if you're drifting especially, a lot of that chum goes right to the bow.
Exactly, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Good text. But
yeah.
No prize for you. No name, no phone number.
How about next up? We talked to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Well, this is an awesome show. When you're not targeting calicos and maybe taking some fish home like halibut or whatever, what are the challenges you have and how have you addressed them for fish care and before they get filleted that you talked about earlier?
Well,
are you bleeding them and things like that, putting them in ice chests? How does it work?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I take as much care for, you know, I'm not much of a fish guy. I'm a steak and potatoes guy, but I do my best to make sure that when my guests leave, they have the best product. So I will spike them, I will bleed them, and then I'll bleed them in a bucket or the bait well. And then, you know, some people want to keep bonita and barracuda. I'll gut them, put them on ice real quick, and then I'll cut them. I'll fillet them as soon as possible just so that I can get them in a bag and put them the whole fillet on ice. If it's yellowtail, same thing. You know, I have a pretty big a kill bag, so I load that thing up with ice to make sure that, you know, I ensure that my guests have the best product possible. And I try to honestly fillet them as soon as possible. One, that my guest doesn't have to wait at the dock, and two, I think the faster it's off the carcass and ice down just the fillets, I think you're gonna have a lot better product.
Do you allow your customers to take calicos?
I do. I mean, they have every right to. So I don't say no. But 98% of my guests that come on the boat are catch and release.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
That's our friends, right?
Yes.
That's your customer.
They is. Yeah. I mean, they pay for the license, and, you know, I think, especially this time of year when they're, you catch a lot of that 1 to 3 pound stuff, that's perfect size.
Yeah.
Now
good
my,
eating size.
My general rule is anything over 4, we're going to release.
Yeah.
That's my general rule.
Yeah. Breeders.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, we're going to check in with Catch Reports. We got great info coming up with Captain Ben. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoyed camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing. Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning again. Taking your phone calls. Lots of great fun this morning. And boy, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting as promised. It is time for the Catch Report today. Sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Boy, if there was never a more important time to have Summit, it is wild. You know, I when I come into work, I get off at Rosecrans, and they have a little banner there on the left side of Rosecrans.
With Martha's face on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You see Martha's smiling face, and then it's like an update of letting you know how inexpensive the fuel is at the time, and I feel bad.
It's ridiculous.
Because it's so close to another fuel station who will not be named. It's like it was $1.20 lesser expensive than the fuel station that was next to it. $1.20 a gallon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real money.
Yeah.
You know, you fill up your tank, you're talking saving 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Like,
what about filling up your boat?
That's what I'm saying.
So the biggest thing coming down here is one, you know, filling up your boat, right? And the price is being down, lower than anywhere else. But the ice thing?
Oh, it's huge.
100 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, I loaded the boat up. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Just that alone was huge. So take advantage of it, guys, if you're coming down here.
Yeah, it's a
Summit
spot,
Gasoline.
Man.
And the other thing, too, is Martha is a big supporter, and Finn, the owner, big supporter of CCA. She'll be at the Apps and Taps coming up here week after next.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to find it, it's the very best around. We talked about buying when you need to buy ice. Get 25-pound bags. Not 20s, but 25-pound bags. They're only $3.99,
yeah.
Half the price of the other places. They're the one, man. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got him, the man, Captain Brian Woolley, a Dana War Sport Fishing. You want to talk about some good calico bass fishing? That is one of the hubs for sure. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how you doing, Woolley?
Good morning. Doing well. Like Rick said, man, great week of fishing up here for us. This water gosh, 65 to 67 is kind of what we were fishing in this week, and it's super clean in a lot of areas, like really clean.
Love that.
You know, some good zones too where it's a little murked out, so the swim bait and rubber lures got bit well and that kind of stuff too, but just a good week. You know, the half day anglers had a ton of action. They're fishing with a live anchovy again, so that fished on a light sliding sinker, quarter ounce to maybe a half ounce, accounted for just a ton of action for those half day guys. Sinker setups, like towards the bottom, reverse dropper loops, fished great for the sand bass and the sheephead. We did see a few more nice halibut this week for those guys, you know, fishing maybe more towards the bow of the boat, away from, you know, some of that hard, hard bottom right there where, you know, that mud kind of meets the hard bottom on some of those reefs. So they had some good action on that stuff. And then a couple smaller sea bass in our mix this week, 30-inch range, not giant fish, but still, you know, a couple fish in those counts. So that was cool for some of those half-day anglers. And then the artificial baits, plenty of bites as well as on that stuff, on the hard baits, swim baits, surface iron. You know what Ben was talking about, the A-rig? We had guys at the bow this week fishing the A-rig, dragging that right along the leading edge of some of those kelp stringers, and I did really well with some of that stuff this week too. And then out deep on the 14, that bank has been biting really good. I'm talking like limit-type fishing, biting both on the live baits and the vertical jigs. 250 to 300 grams was the sweet spot for the guys fishing the jig this week, and then on the lighter 30 to 40-pound braid was a perfect productive setup for sure, getting bites on that. Jig colors, chromes, pinks and blues, greens all got bit really well. Just quality Floridas, Chili's, Boccaccio made up the bulk of the catch out there for those guys. And then over at Clemente, the Fury over there yesterday had just excellent calico bass fishing for their charter group. Live bait, a mix of anchovy and sardine for them over there. No problem getting bites. Some sheephead, whitefish, a little bit of rockfish on the bottom there for the guys sending the baits down there. And then some surface action as well on the Bonito. No yellows in their count, but did see a little bit of that stuff just zipping around, so it's still kind of trying to settle in and figure itself out over there. But great week across the board for us here. We're looking forward to another solid week as well. So if you want to hop on a trip with us, give us a jingle here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com.
Wooly will certainly take that, man. I love hearing reports like that. Clean, warm water, biting fish. And, boy, it just sounds like every trip across the board saw good success this week. I love it. Dana Wharf firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah. Summer at Dana Wharf, and it's not even summer yet.
It's what it feels like. And if I can just throw in one reminder about this Fish and Game Commission meeting coming up on Tuesday here in San Clemente, you know, if people are around and, you know, you're feeling like you have something important to add to the commission, you know, we urge you to come and, you know, politely get your, you know, get your thoughts and points across there. But, you know, we'll be there for sure, as I'm sure, you know, a solid contingent coming up from down south there to protect those MPA expansions down there will be there as well. So,
yeah, they want to take all of Point Loma. So, yeah, we need to be there in force. Yeah. So where is commission meeting?
So it's 8 o'clock. Tuesday morning at the Holiday Inn Express. It's right there off Avenida Pico exit on the 5 freeway. It's super easy to find.
Yep.
And, yeah, if you're coming, come early so you can get a parking spot. I imagine it's going to be capacity. So, you know, both sides of the equation are going to be there. But, come talk and come, you know, do what you need to do.
Just show support.
For sure.
Yeah, show support for what's right.
Yeah. Just being there when a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing t-shirt on is a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, public comment and polite and respectful and all that stuff, but just being there and showing face is, it all matters.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And be respectful.
That's it, man.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Wooly. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Or, excuse me, Sunday.
Have a great week.
Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
Hey, Wooly.
All right. Hey, we're gonna continue on with our Catch Sport the Surf Guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. How you doing, Gundy? Great, buddy. Good morning.
Man, some good action inshore, you know, on several different species. There's a little bit of inconsistencies with some water temp, you know, a little breeze, some rollovers in certain places. We're only losing a degree or two, and it bounces right back. I think for the most part, you know, from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border, 63 to 66 degree water, which is a good place to be this time of year, you know. Hook, line, sinker reported a good bite on short to legal white sea bass. So here's one species. Fish from 18 to 25 inches, so not real big ones, but but legal fish in the mix, graveyards, Tejas, Galita, all good stretches, white or pearl swim baits and flukes, and that was the color up and down the coast this week, white or pearl. Some fish taken at night under the lights of the Galita Pier. Hit and miss halibut fishing, and that was kind of the case up and down the coast. But when it's a hit, it's a hit. One shop regular had three legal fish in a session, a 29, a 31, and a 38. That is a nice catch. The next three sessions, skunked. So that's kind of the inconsistencies, you know. But, boy, if you can make a catch like that, you know, keep trying. That's kind of, you know, that's kind of been unique about the halibut bite this spring. It hasn't really been concentrated, you know. There's usually you see times where every small male you catch is, you know, is ripe and you see the hens come in good numbers, and we just haven't had anything like that. But I think it's due to the weather and the, you know, the water temps and things like that. So we'll just see how that goes. But the leopard shark bite was also good, and that's up and down the coast. They had a, up in Santa Barbara there, a 5.5-footer, estimated over 50 pounds because the guy caught and released the fish, which is a good thing. Just Fishing reported good perch bite, Hermosa, Torrance Beach, seeing Corbina, water temp 63, but few biters on the Corbina. That's just a matter of time. Scratchy halibut bite, the fish caught have been quality, lots of 30-inch fish. Big Fish reported excellent halibut bite in and around L.A. Harbor. Lots of legal fish, several double digits, and some kickers. A few weeks ago, we had a 42-inch fish there, so it's been really good. Sunset, Dog Beach, Seal Beach, 72nd Place, Bolsa Chica, the Bolsa Chica Inlet, all good spots there. And they also had another big spot fin, 25-inch fish. The fish was released, but, you know, a 25-inch fish will usually be anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds. That's a hog. Pacific Coast also reported improved halibut bites. Still scratchy on the halibut, but more 30-inch fish, good spotted bay bass. So, hey, man, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, awesome one, wow, Gundy. Well, hey, we hit the top of the hour. Appreciate a fantastic report from you, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. We got another full hour coming your way. Let's Talk
Hook
Up. You say, see you, Gundy. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.